Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 9th of March 2024. Essence. Sweet children, you now have to return home. Therefore, become detached from your old bodies and the old world. In order to charge your batteries, sit in the furnace of yoga. Question: which children receive a full current from the Father by having yoga? Answer: those whose intellects do not wander outside. Those who consider themselves to be souls and remember Him receive the Father's current. Baba gives such children Sakash, current of energy. The duty of you children is to catch the current that the Father gives, because it is only through this current that the batteries of you souls can be charged, and you will then receive strength and your sins can be absolved. This is called the fire of yoga. You have to practice this. Om Shanti. God speaks. You children must now also remember the home. The Father only tells you about the home and the kingdom. You children understand where the home of souls is and what a soul is. You have also clearly understood that Baba has come to teach you. Where does the Father come from? From the supreme abode. It would not be said that he comes from the pure world in order to create the pure world. No. The Father says, I have not come from the pure world of the golden age. I have come from the home that you children came down from to play your parts. I also come from the home every 5,000 years according to the drama plan. I reside in the home in the supreme abode. The Father explains in a very simple way, as though he has just come from a neighboring town. He says, just as you came down to play your parts according to the drama plan, so I have also come from there to play my part. I am knowledgeful. According to the drama plan, I know all of these things. Cycle after cycle, after you become completely burnt by sitting on the pyre of lust, I tell you these same things. People become absolutely ugly in a fire. You have also become ugly. The power that you had when you were Sato Pradhan has completely vanished. The soul's battery should not be allowed to become completely discharged so that the motor would come to a standstill. The time has now come when everyone's battery is discharged. Therefore, the Father says, I have now come, according to the drama, to charge the batteries of those who belong to the original eternal religion. Your batteries will definitely be charged. However, they aren't recharged simply by your coming here in the morning. No, your batteries must be charged by staying in remembrance as you walk and move around. Previously, you souls were pure and Sato Pradhan. You were real gold, real ornaments. You are now Tamo Pradhan. Souls now have to become Sato Pradhan once again and will then receive pure bodies. This is a very easy furnace in which to become pure. This can also be called a yoga furnace. Gold is put in a furnace. This is the furnace to purify gold, souls, the furnace of remembering the Father. You must definitely become pure. If you don't stay in remembrance, you cannot become pure enough. You also have to settle your karmic accounts, because this is now the time of settlement. Everyone has to return home. The remembrance of the home is in your intellects. It is not in anyone else's intellect. They consider the Brahm element to be God. They do not consider it to be the home. You are actors of this unlimited drama, and you have also come to know the drama very clearly. The Father has explained that the cycle of 84 births is now ending. You now have to return home. It is because souls have become impure that they call out to Baba to come and purify them and take them home. Otherwise, you cannot return home. The Father sits here and explains all of these matters to you children. You children have understood this, and this is why you call him the Father. You also refer to him as the teacher. People consider Sri Krishna to be a teacher. You children understand that Sri Krishna himself was studying in the Golden Age. Neither did Sri Krishna become anyone's teacher, nor did he study and then become a teacher. No. You children know the story of Sri Krishna from his childhood to maturity. People consider Sri Krishna to be God and say, "Wherever I look, I only see Krishna." The devotees of Rama say, "Wherever I look, there is only Rama." The whole thread is in a complete tangle. You now know that the ancient yoga and knowledge of Bharat are famous. People don't know anything. It is only the Father, the ocean of knowledge, who gives you children this knowledge, and so you are also called Master Oceans of Knowledge. However, this is number-wise according to your efforts. Should you be called oceans or rivers? You are the Ganges of knowledge. People become confused about this too. It is absolutely accurate to say, Master Oceans of Knowledge. The Father teaches you children. There is no question of males or females in this. All of you souls claim your inheritance, and this is why the Father says, become soul conscious. Just as I, the Supreme Soul, am the ocean of knowledge, in the same way, you are also oceans of knowledge. I am called the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. My duty is the highest of all. A king and queen also have a very great duty. You too have been given a great duty. Here you souls understand that you are studying. The Supreme Soul is teaching you. Therefore, may you become soul conscious. All of you become brothers. The Father makes so much effort. You souls are now receiving this knowledge. When you go there, your reward will continue. There, everyone has brotherly love. There has to be very good brotherly love here. It should not be that you give regard to some and not to others. Although those people say that Hindus and Muslims are brothers, they do not give one another that regard. It is accurate to say that you are all brothers, not brothers and sisters. This is a brotherhood. Souls come here to play their parts. There too you reside as brothers. You all definitely reside as brothers in that home. These costumes and the consciousness of brother and sister have to be renounced here. Only the Father gives the knowledge of brotherhood. Souls reside in the centre of their foreheads. That is the place on which you have to focus your vision. I, this soul, am sitting here on the throne of this body. This is the throne of this soul, the immortal throne. Death never comes to a soul. Everyone's throne is in the centre of the forehead. An immortal soul is sitting on this throne. This is a very deep matter to understand. When a soul enters the body of a baby, he sits in the centre of the forehead. That small throne then grows larger. Here, souls have to experience suffering in the womb. Then they repent and promise that they will never become sinful again. But in fact, souls become sinful for half a cycle. You souls are now being made pure by the Father. You give everything, your minds, bodies, and wealth, to the Father. No one else knows how to give such a large donation. The one who takes donations and gives donations comes in Bharat. These are subtle matters that have to be understood. Bharat is an eternal land. All other lands are going to be destroyed. This is predestined in the drama. This is only in your intellects. No one else in the world knows this. It is good to refer to this as knowledge. This knowledge is your source of income. You earn a great deal of income through this. The Father gives you the knowledge of how to remember him and also the knowledge of the world cycle. It is this that requires effort. You souls now have to return home, and this is why you must go beyond the old world and your old bodies. Whatever you see, it is all going to be destroyed, including your bodies. You are now going to be transferred. Only the Father can tell you these matters. This is a very big examination for which only the Father teaches you. There is no need for any books, etc. in this. Just remember the Father. The Father explains the cycle of 84 births. No one else knows the duration of this drama. They are all in immense darkness. You have now woken up. People don't even wake up. You try so hard to awaken them, but they don't have the faith that God has come and is teaching you. He must surely enter someone. The Father now advises you souls what to do so that people can understand. It is very easy for you, but you are all number-wise. Students in a school are also number-wise. They are number-wise in how they study too. A huge kingdom is being established through this study. You should make so much effort that you become a ruler. Cycle after cycle, you will continue to make the effort that you make at this time. This is called a godly lottery. In the old world, some win a small lottery and others win a big lottery. This lottery is for a kingdom. The lottery that you souls win here is according to your actions. Some become poor, some become wealthy. It is at this time that you children win the complete lottery from the Father. Everything depends on the efforts you make at this time. The number one effort you make is for remembrance. You must first of all become clean with the power of yoga. You understand that, to whatever extent you remember the Father, you will accordingly imbibe knowledge, and you will also be able to explain to many others and create many subjects. No matter what religion people may belong to, whenever you meet them, give them the Father's introduction. As you make progress, they will understand that destruction is just in front of you. People will develop disinterest at the time of destruction. You simply have to say, "You are a soul." Who says God the Father? It is the soul that says this. Now the Father says to souls, "I have become your guide to take you back to the land of liberation." However, there is no question of attaining eternal liberation, moksha, for souls can never be destroyed. Each one has to play his own part. All souls are immortal and can never be destroyed. However, in order to go home, you have to remember the Father so that your sins can be absolved. Only then can you return home. Ultimately, the great sannyasis will also understand that everyone has to return home. Your message will become stamped on everyone's intellect. This is why there is the praise, "O God, your ways and means are wonderful." Therefore, he must surely have given directions to someone. Or would he keep them to himself? Salvation is granted through his directions, and so he would surely tell you those. And yet they say, "Only you know your ways and means. We do not know." This is also something. The Father says, "You receive salvation by following Srimat. You now understand that whatever Baba knows, he teaches it to you. You say that you recognize Baba, whereas others simply remember him and say, 'Only you know your ways and means.' You do not say this. All of this knowledge will enter your intellects, but this also takes time. As yet, no one has become complete. When you do become complete, you will not remain here. No one can return yet. Everyone is still making effort. In the beginning, when Baba had intense distaste for the old world, he realized that he was to become one with a double crown. Baba showed me this according to the drama, and I instantly became happy. Because of that happiness, I renounced everything. As well as having a vision of the four-armed image of Vishnu, I also had a vision of destruction. I realized that I was to receive the kingdom now and that destruction would take place in just a few days. The intoxication rose very high. It was understood that this is right. The kingdom will be created and many will become part of it. What would I do there on my own if I went alone? you receive this knowledge now. In the beginning, the mercury of happiness rose very high. Everyone now has to make effort. You are sitting here in order to make effort. You have to sit in remembrance early in the morning. It is very good to sit in remembrance. You understand that Baba has come. Has the Father come or has Dada come? Only the jaggery and the container of the jaggery know the sweetness of the jaggery. Baba continues to look at each child. He sits here and gives sakash to each one. This is the fire of yoga. It is in this fire of yoga that your sins can be burnt away. It is as though Baba sits here and gives everyone light. He gives a searchlight to each soul. The Father says, I sit here and give a current to all of you souls to fill you all with strength. If your intellects are wandering around outside, you won't be able to catch the current. If the intellects of you souls continue to wander around somewhere or other, what would you receive? If you give love, you receive love. If your intellects are wandering around outside, your batteries cannot be charged. The Father comes to charge your batteries. His duty is to do service. Only you children would know whether you accept this service or not. The Father tells you what thoughts to have as you sit here. I am the Supreme Soul. You have yoga with me, the battery, so that I can give you sakash, a current of energy. I lovingly give sakash to each of you. You sit here to remember the Father. Baba says, I give sakash to each of you souls. I sit in front of you and give you light. You do not do this. Those of you who are to catch that light will do so, and your batteries will be charged. Day by day, Baba continues to give you tactics. However, it all depends on how much you understand and how much you don't understand. It also depends number-wise on the students. You are given very rich nourishment, but you have to be able to digest it. This is a huge lottery. This is the lottery that you win for birth after birth and cycle after cycle. You must pay full attention to this. You are receiving a current from Baba. The Father is sitting in the center of this forehead next to this one. You must consider yourselves to be souls and remember Baba, not Brahma. You sit here to have yoga with that one. Even while seeing this one, you must look at that one. It is a question of the soul. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bap Dada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence Vedana. 1. Take the searchlight from the Father early in the morning and cleanse yourself, the soul. Remove your intellect's yoga from outside and link it to the One Father and catch His current. 2. maintain true brotherly love and give regard to everyone. The soul, the brother, is present on the immortal throne. Therefore, speak to everyone while looking at the center of the forehead. Blessing, may you finish the worries of all souls through your connections with them and be loved by all. At the present time, because people have selfish motives and short-lived attainments of material comforts, souls are distressed by one type of worry or another. The brief connections they have with you souls, who have pure and positive thoughts, still become the basis of the worries of those souls finishing. Today, the world needs souls like you, who have pure and positive thoughts for others, and this is why you are deeply loved by the world. Slogan: the words of you souls, who are as valuable as diamonds, are also valuable. Om Shanti.